KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Spring is sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
On behalf of the Chicks and Chaps 2025 Committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Fowler Oncology, Redding Rancheria, Goldmark, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palisadro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Friday night edition of the program. We're live and national. It's 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And big story of the day, the big, beautiful bill has been delayed. Was it because of the Democrats? No, because of Republicans. Some Republicans, I guess standing on principle, decided that they were not going to vote to advance the big, beautiful bill. And we're going to get into a conversation on that in a little bit. That was one of the big stories of the day. What else? There was another one. Oh, and here's another big story. Let me see if this... Count Dalakula, help me out if there's any updates to this. Last I checked, this had not happened yet. But the congresswoman from New Jersey, LaMonica McIver, a Democrat from New Jersey, is... Let's see. Okay, there is an update. So there was an article at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon that said McIver is set to be charged over the Delaney Hall incident. But as of 5 p.m., it says the Justice Department does not appear to be bringing charges against McIver today. The timing of when it will do so is unclear. So earlier reports said that she was expected to turn herself in today and has already retained counsel. And the counsel she retained, the former United States Attorney for the District of New Jersey, former attorney Fishman. So I'll keep you updated on that as it goes down. But that is the big story, at least the afternoon was one of the big stories, that the congresswoman that shoved the ICE person and very aggressively will be charged by the United States Attorney's Office in the District of New Jersey. And that, of course, is Alina Haba with the intention of charging LaMonica McIver. So I'll keep you updated on that as, you know, as there are updates available to share. Let me see. There was another big thing I wanted to get into today. Well, there's also the the conversations we're going to have tonight, right? Because there's a few very interesting topics that I want to talk about. Pardon my distraction. Because there's a lot going on Capitol Hill that I want to get to, but there's also healthcare, right? There's healthcare, the cost of prescription drugs. That was a big thing earlier this week. I want to have some reaction to that, as well as talking about mental health. May is Mental Health Month, and I always feel like I am a little bit of a poster child for mental health, right? My ADHD is in check certain days. It's not other days. I don't take any medication for it. I kind of refuse to do that. I kind of like to live dangerously with the impulsivity and forgetfulness and occasional irritability and all that fun stuff because, I don't know, I just didn't like taking the medication for that. I don't know if you, any of you have ever tried that stuff, but it it works for a little bit, but then it's like, whoa, you know, it's like a lot. Anyway, that's a little TMI for you, a little bit of an overshare because it's Friday. And, of course, we're going to do some Ask Richie a little bit later. That's always a fun segment to do. Haven't done it in a while. And the intent of it is to be like a Dear Abby, for me to give you unsolicited advice from someone that shouldn't be giving advice. And that's what kind of makes it funny. So we'll do a little bit of that. And let me see. What else? There was something else I wanted to get here. There was a clip of audio I wanted to play for you. But it's all a lot. And I don't know if we'll have enough time to play all of that stuff. So anyway, I want to come back to something I mentioned yesterday. And that was the James Comey seashell gate, if you will. Right? I know a lot of people up in arms about this. And I think it's disgusting. I mean, you know, I said that on the air. I think that it's stupid for him to do this. I believe that you have to hold yourself to a certain standard, right? When you are the former FBI director, a former president, former anything, right? When you've held some sort of position, I think people are looking at you more than they're looking at me, is I guess what I'm saying. So it's up to you whether you want to live up to that standard that is perceived of you or not. And it's okay if you don't, right? And he's obviously chosen not to. I think he should. You know, for example, President Trump. Before President Trump was president, he said all sorts of things about all sorts of people. Then he served as president, and during his term, he said a lot of things about a lot of people. But after he served as president, I saw a complete change in his rhetoric. If you look at the way he speaks now versus then, I mean, it's night and day. Now, some people will say that's because of the assassination attempt. Maybe he has a new appreciation for things. But I think it's also because he has a different appreciation for the gravity of certain things. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have a great deal of bombast and, you know, he doesn't say stuff off the cuff. Sure he does. But he's a lot better. I don't say better. I should say he's a lot more focused is the word I'll use. And I don't think he was unfocused before. I think it was more that I'm going to go with experienced, right? Maybe that's the right word I'm looking for. He's a lot more experienced and realizes the gravitas, the weight of his statements. And I think only experience can teach you that. And this is where I think that the biggest failure with Comey was. Right now he seems to be backpedaling. Oh, I found the seashells like that. Oh, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, I just meant to cancel him because he shouldn't be president. Oh, you know, he's whatever he's saying. Right, because he's seeing that there's a lot of outrage over this. And I get it. But he could also make if he really wanted to be believable, he'd really double down and say, look, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you know, you guys misunderstood this thing and I didn't mean for it to be taken like that. I mean, it's no question that I've been critical of President Trump, but I don't want the guy dead. Geez, you know, he was shot at already. There was two assassination attempts on him, a third that we talked about last night that, you know, didn't happen, but it was a plot. And I'm sure there's been others. So he didn't take that route, right? He just basically made a statement about whatever, saying, no, that wasn't the intention, and that's it. And to me, this is done in very bad taste, because when you are a person like him, you know, that ran a federal law enforcement agency that, you know, to my chagrin, had a lot of emphasis on counterintelligence, one might think something if you put these, you know, thinly veiled, coded, sublime messages there. People might think that it's, you know, a call for action. And if I did it, they go, what a clown, right? This guy is an a-hole. But when he does it, it has that much more weight because of who he was. And again, that's my take. I don't think he should have done it. I also think that he's free to say what he wants, right? I mean, he's chosen to do that. And it's up to us to, you know, whether this is a drive-by mention, a throwaway story, which I believe it is. But I'm sure a lot of my you know, counterparts, colleagues, and others in the conservative media space would disagree, and they're outraged, and they're entitled to be outraged. I'm not as outraged.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center. Because SCHC cares.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I am. I'll be the first one to say, look, I didn't think that was a threat per se, but it totally could be. So if you think I'm wrong, give me a call. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And straight ahead, I want to talk about the big, beautiful bill. Did Republicans tank this because they're just trying to stand on principle and make sure that this is the right deal moving forward? Or was there more political concerns? Well, we're going to talk about that and so much more on what's happening on Capitol Hill when we return with our good friend Kerry Pickett from the Washington Times. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Hello, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I gotta fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're gonna be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMALL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SMALL.
I want to listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
The clerk shall report.
Mr. Chair, on the vote, there were 16 ayes and 21 noes.
Well, the noes have it. The committee stands in recess, subject to the call of the chair. I want to thank everybody for their time and patience, and Godspeed and safe travels.
That is the final vote count on the big, beautiful bill, which, of course, includes the elements that would lead to no tax on overtime, no tax on tips, and no tax on Social Security. And this was tanked today. I'm going to use the word tanked, or paused, as some are saying, by Republican Congressman Chip Roy from Texas, Josh Breachin from from Oklahoma, Andrew Clyde of Georgia, and Ralph Norman of South Carolina, who all voted against the legislation, and a fifth House Republican, Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania, also switched his vote from yes to no. It was a procedural maneuver, according to the article in Fox News I'm referencing, that allows him to bring the legislation up again. Smucker told reporters that he was quite confident in the bill's success. So I think these guys are on board with the big, beautiful bill, but they had some very particular reasons about not going for it. So to get some analysis on this, I want to go to somebody I consider a pro. She's been at this for a long time. I've seen her on TV. She's a very experienced reporter in D.C. She's the White House correspondent for the Washington Times. Carrie Pickett, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
You bet. So let's talk about this. I know that, the White House is your beat, and obviously the White House has a very strong interest in seeing this bill advanced. Talk to me about what's going on. Were any of these Republicans trying to tank this thing? I don't think they are. I think they're just concerned about some principled items. Am I wrong?
No, you're actually pretty much right there. The Republicans who voted against this bill, they wanted firmer commitments to a deep spending cuts, and they wanted a faster timetable to enact work requirements for Medicaid and phasing out clean energy tax credits, measures that the legislation delays until 2029. So let's get into some of that. So specifically Medicaid, that is a big bugaboo that is something that, like a big third rail that Republicans never really wanted to touch for years on end. Oh, no, we can't touch Medicaid. No, because it'll hurt us in our reelection efforts and so on and so forth. And finally, Republicans, a number of them said, hey, hold on a second here. Medicaid is reserved for individuals who are disabled, who are vulnerable, who are sick, and you have too many people who are ripping off Medicaid, who are able-bodied, who actually can work, and are essentially stealing it from people who are all these other things, who are disabled, who are sick, who are vulnerable. And it's time, and we also are, by the way, not American. And it's time to start reforming it. And we can't keep spending money on a Medicaid on people who shouldn't be getting it. And in this bill right now, we're still spending money on Medicaid for people who shouldn't be getting it. And so that is a big issue right now for these four Republicans that you just mentioned who said, we're still not reforming it still. We're still paying way too much into it. So that is one of the big issues mm-hmm. that they have talked about in there, all four of them. Andrew Clyde also brings up, he is big on the Second Amendment, like many Republicans, but he owns a gun store down in Georgia. And one of the things that this particular bill does, it does eliminate the $200 tax stamp on a particular gun measure, but not on all of the transfer and gun measures on all of the like excise taxes and all the gun regulations that basically cost people when they end up buying firearms and basically
so it's not just the Medicaid stuff, Carrie Pickett, right? There's also some Second Amendment concerns. So you know what, let's pause right here. We're going to come right back and pick up where you left off with this Second Amendment issue. Plus I had a follow-up about the state's contribution to the federal contribution to Medicaid. So folks, we're coming right back with White House correspondent to the Washington Times, Carrie Pickett, and me, Rich Valdez. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for,
for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The best guess, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
The so-called Big Beautiful Bill just failed to clear the House Budget Committee. Now, this is the legislative package that is expected to deliver President Trump's domestic priorities. President Trump earlier today posting to Truth Social saying Republicans must unite behind the one Big Beautiful Bill. We don't need grandstanders in the Republican Party. Stop talking and get it done. The proposed bill includes cuts to Medicaid and food stamps. It's part of an effort to slash spending by at least $880 billion to help pay for tax cuts. Now, two key votes came from these Republican Congress members, Representatives Ralph Norman and Chip Roy. They are two conservatives who say the cuts just don't go far enough. Other Republican no votes came from Representatives Clyde and Brackeen.
That is, again, what we're talking about here, this the holdouts on the Big Beautiful Bill for Republicans that did not jump on board. And our guest, White House correspondent for the Washington Times, Kerry Pickett. So, Kerry Pickett, we left off with you telling us a little bit about why some of these guys were not interested in voting yes today. And one of the reasons you said was Congressman Clyde referencing Second Amendment issues. Tell us more.
Yeah, I just want to be a little more specific when I said he, you know, while there was a elimination of the $200 tax stamp on the suppressor provision that was that's been going on for years now, there still isn't an elimination of taxes on other gun measures and a transfer taxes. That aren't eliminated. That's a one thing. However, If you go into other issues that are being brought up, there's also issues where they're talking about wind and sort of green energy issues when they talk about saying, hey, look, we're looking to repeal this stuff, but it's not going to materialize until much later, perhaps maybe in 2031. The problem is, and I believe Josh Burkine brought this up, is like, well, the moment 2031 begins to roll around, then the lobbyists begin to descend upon Capitol Hill
right.
and say, hey, can we possibly save this?
Yeah,
and that's like something that he has problems with, because he's like, look, we have to start focusing in on oil. We have to start focusing in on the natural gas stuff, because all these green energy components, where are they coming from? Oh, they're coming from China. So that's a big problem that he has. Also, you have the issue on the deficit. Chip Roy brought this up. And he's saying, like the fact of the matter is, on the spending that we're dealing with here, is that the tax cuts and the spending of the mass they're like massively front-loading a deficit increase. So the deficits are going to go up in the first half of the 10-year budget window. And that,
right, because of the size of the bill.
Exactly. So, and the bill has a backlog.
So let me ask you on that one, though. What indication are you getting from any of your sources? I don't think that changes, right? We're not going to change the size of a big, beautiful bill. It's kind of like, hey, we have to pass this big, beautiful bill to make things better. And it's likely better than we've seen in the past. It fixes a lot of issues with the tax cuts and whatnot. But it's still a big expense. That's not going to change. So people that have that concern, are they expected to not have that concern all of a sudden?
Well, look, they're going to have to start thinking about what they're going to have to cut out, period. And look, it isn't just these four Republicans. There's also a number of California and New York Republicans who are waiting in the wings.
Right, they're just not influencing the budget process, the committee vote. But
yes,
once it goes through a full floor vote, we're going to see the show.
Exactly, because right now, as you just rightfully mentioned, this is what happened over in the budget committee. Yeah, I mean, we haven't even stepped out of that panel yet. The moment this gets to the floor, then you're going to have all the New York and all the California Republicans being like, "Wait, hold on a second here. What about the assault deductions? You know, you've only raised that up to what, $30,000? they are still very upset about that.
Yeah,
and
well, we'll see how that goes.
That's something. Yeah, exactly.
Because
I
don't expect that to change that much. And I mean, maybe I'm just not optimistic. Are you? Are you optimistic that that'll change?
I think they're eventually going to come to a compromise, because ultimately the assault deduction is something that they have been
they've been hitting that hard.
Really talking about it, for a very long time. I mean, the House tax plan tripled the assault deduction cap to about $30,000 about 4 days ago, and the House Republican assault caucuses, they balked at that. Are you kidding us? But they're going to have to eventually find some sort of common ground, because if they don't pass this in time, the Republicans are going to have, a really bad hand in terms of pleasing their own constituents, because they have to pass something. And on top of that, these tax cuts are going to expire. Yeah,
right.
That's the big deal. And, yeah, exactly. And Republicans, they pretty much all agree, minus maybe a very small handful, that the top tax rate even needs to stay where it is. It, regardless of what Trump has said, saying, "Oh, you know, I'd be okay if it goes up to 40, but it, you know, but it would look bad because politically it could hurt me," mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. But still, he does really need to make sure that those tax cuts stay in place, because it could hurt him come the midterms, because if the Republicans lose the House, then everyone pretty much knows where that could possibly lead. Well, then it's impeachment time.
and nothing will get done legislatively.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know, and we're going to have gridlock.
We don't want that. Folks, we're on with Kerry Pickett, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. And straight ahead, we're going to discuss a piece that she has that discusses the controversial and age-old topic of reparations. Yep, that's back in the news. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
What? For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You have experience and skills in interviewing, or you wouldn't be on your program.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
because we are grateful for the leadership of the lawmakers, the black history makers who have shepherded and stewarded this. But there is a movement, as Congresswoman Jackson spoke to, that continues to gain momentum throughout the country. So it's not just black folks that are self-interested in this. This is people of conscience that recognize the power and the necessity of the work of truth and reconciliation and healing. And there is precedent. We have done this for Native American, for indigenous people.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Carrie Pickett, tell us what's going on with reparations.
Well, you have Congresswoman Summer Lee, who is reviving a resolution that was brought out previously by former Congressman Cori Bush. It is calling for the U.S. to spend trillions of dollars on reparations for black Americans, and it's looking to put out a, the resolution references U.S. slavery, Jim Crow laws, and other racially biased laws and policies just by spending trillions of dollars on this measure. It makes a 135-point argument for reparations, describing the enduring detriments of racism, discrimination, and violence against the descendants of slaves. It asks for a commission, essentially. But here's the thing, or actually that was Anna Pressley's previous legislation back in February, but they're very similar. But the thing here is that I asked Summer Lee a question during this particular presser, and I said, wait, hold on a second here. Now, is there a particular income cap that would apply to your resolution? Would it be black Americans of all income levels, or would it be black Americans of a particular income level? And she said, you know, whether or not a, quote, whether or not a black American, a black descendant of American chattel slavery were able to break into the middle class, they were able to do that despite the harms, despite the past injustices done to them. She also said that they are not excluded from the reparation and remedies therein. When we think about who traces their lineage back, that is, again, a debate that is used to try to silence the rest of this movement. It's a distraction tactic. She said, should they make $25 an hour? Should they be paid below a living wage? Should they have been educated? Or if they're educated, does that disqualify? No, they are black. If they are black and they are descendants of slaves, then they were directly in the lineage of harm. So as far as she's concerned, she doesn't care if a black American has the income of Oprah Winfrey, right, or if a black American lives in the slums. They should all get reparations. And it doesn't matter if they have lineage going back to the times of a slavery. It doesn't matter if a whole black family came from another country in the last 2 years. They should get reparations as well. You know, it doesn't matter if someone, yeah, it doesn't matter if someone is of mixed race or,
well, yeah, or clearly, or has, what you're describing opens it up for every, right? I'm thinking every Puerto Rican or part Puerto Rican person is going to qualify for that too.
The thing is, though, it doesn't matter whether or not someone has lineage going back to a black slave, during slavery times. If you are not a black American, you don't get it. You see,
right.
That's why it's so difficult. You see, that's just it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's a public relations ploy, right? They're trying to build support for something that they can't actually pull off. At least that's my take. What do you think?
Well, you see, that's just it, is that when an ABC News reporter asks, well, hold on a second here. You know, right now, you're not in the majority in Congress. How do you expect to, you know, pull this off? And her response was, we don't need to be in the majority right now. We're going to go district to district. We're going to go town to town and get our message out there. And then when the time comes, you know, we're going to do what we can to push it out that way. But in the meantime, we're going to go all over the country.
So
and,
a road show.
What you have to do. Yeah.
And you know what's funny?
That's a pretty much the idea.
Yeah, so this road show they're talking about, you know who else is on one? Bernie Sanders and AOC are on this Stop the Oligarchy road show. And now there was a poll last week that said that she's like the number one person to be the nominee, the Democrat nominee for president in 2028. I thought, wow, that's fantastic. What do you think?
You know, I keep telling people that whoever emerges as the Democrat candidate in 2028, it's going to be someone no one ever expected. And, you know, whoever is the early person right now is probably in a very bad place. Because everyone keeps saying, it's going to be AOC, it's going to be AOC. Yeah, yeah, we'll see about that. You know,
what do you think
let's
about
all think
the,
about, yeah.
The congresswoman that offered the Democrat response to Trump's State of the Union, his joint address to Congress. I forget her name, but she's a senator. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Elisa Slotkin, I think it was.
Yes, Elisa Slotkin. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I recall when Elisa Slotkin was in the House, and she had to sort of be very careful because her district was a very swingy district. And now she can kind of sort of be herself because that's how Michigan is. It's a very purpley state.
Yeah.
She is trying her best to bring her party back to the days of Bill Clinton where it was, you know, oh, I'm a new Democrat. Yeah, we're not these kooky, crazy liberals.
Right.
And she's part of that struggle. She's sort of on the James Carville side. And we'll see if she's successful. I don't know. Yeah, could she possibly be in that 2028 area? We'll see. But once again,
but when you say it might be an unknown, so you mean like somebody not in politics at all?
No, not necessarily.
Just unexpected.
Just unexpected. Look, nobody expected Obama. Nobody expected Donald Trump. It's like everyone thought
so you're talking about Stephen A. Smith?
Well, I don't know who I'm talking about, basically. What I'm saying is it's always some dark horse that comes out like, whoa, holy cow, never thought of that person. It's usually someone that no one really took seriously and came out of nowhere, you know, because you never want to be that candidate that everyone was so sure of and,
right.
and thought, yeah, yep, that person, yeah. Like, you remember,
and
everyone thought
go.
It was going to be Deb. Yeah, exactly.
Right,
everyone
right, you're right.
Deb.
And they weren't able to do it. Kerry Pickett, I'm up against a hard break here, so I'm going to have to hold you over so we could say goodbye and tell everybody how to find you. Keep it locked right here, folks. Coming right back, Valdez with Kerry Pickett.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a year early, a month early, or a day early, but you can't be a day late. That's why millions of Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. Right now, you can get their 4-week emergency food supply, plus an incredible bonus, 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's an extra 12 days worth of food, absolutely free. This kit provides hearty, delicious meals for 4 weeks with 2,000 plus calories per day, 12 essential vitamins and minerals, and a shelf life of up to 25 years. And for a limited time, they're including 12 additional days of food absolutely free, which means right now is the best time to get prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today to claim your 4-week food kit, plus an extra 12 days of free food. Offer ends soon. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers with back taxes to the IRS. Billions in tax relief is now being made available to struggling taxpayers, giving thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in savings away to those who qualify. If you're facing wage garnishment, threatening letters, audits, liens, levies, or already in a payment plan, you can now expedite the resolution to your tax problem, end collections, and even qualify to reduce a large portion of what you owe. Stop IRS Debt has established a relief hotline for you to call to check what savings and options you qualify for. Dial 800-759-3413. With many people facing job loss and rising cost of living, these special IRS initiatives are designed to aid delinquent taxpayers with the relief that they need to get a fresh start. For a free consultation to see what savings you qualify for, call 800-759-3413. 800-759-3413. 800-759-3413.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results vary. Consult with your tax professional prior to enrollment.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We're on with Kerry Pickett, White House correspondent for the Washington Times. And when she's not on the radio with us, she's hanging out around the White House, giving us the scoop on what's going on. Make sure you check out her work in the Washington Times. Kerry Pickett, tell everybody where they can find it.
Yes, come to WashingtonTimes.com. Also, you can come check out our work at over at the Twitters. So check me out at Kerry Pickett, KerryPickett. And just check us out over on the social medias as well. So, yeah, we're all over the place. You can check out our videos as well as our awesome correspondence on Capitol Hill, as well as Justice Department.
Outstanding. Well, folks, Washington Times has been around forever. Kerry Pickett's one of the best in the business. Make sure you check out her work and follow her, I do, on Twitter, at Kerry Pickett. Kerry, you are a gentlewoman, a scholar, and a patriot. Thanks for joining us. You bet. Thank you. All right, amigos, hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you. And I'll be right back for the rest of America.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this
This is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The state of Texas gearing up for some extreme heat and possible severe weather.
The National Weather Service Office for Austin and San Antonio said the humidity coming in over the weekend is expected to make temperatures hotter. Meteorologist Jason Runyon.
That's also elevating our heat index values, and that can lead to some concerns of heat exhaustion for people that aren't taking proper precautions when they're outdoors, you know, taking breaks and staying hydrated.
Runyon adds that temperatures could drop next week if showers make their way through the hill country. That could bring temperatures closer to what they usually are this time of year. Temps have been in the upper 90s to triple digits, hitting up to 102 degrees. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Controversial author Salman Rushdie's attacker has been sentenced.
Hadim Attar has received a sentence of 25 years in prison. A jury in February found him guilty of attempted murder and assault for stabbing Rushdie on a lecture stage at the Chautauqua Institute in upstate New York in 2022. During the trial, Rushdie described how he believed he was dying when a masked attacker stabbed him more than a dozen times in the head and body.
I'm pleased with the sentence that was imposed by the judge, quite obviously.
Jason Schmidt is the Chautauqua County District Attorney.
He's traumatized. That he has nightmares about what he experienced.
Authorities say Matar was carrying out an edict calling for Rushdie's death when the attack occurred. He also faces a federal trial on terrorism-related charges. I'm Jennifer King.
The Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's appeal to quickly resume deportations of Venezuelans under an 18th century wartime law. Over two dissenting votes, the justices acted Friday on an emergency appeal from lawyers for Venezuelan men who have been accused of being gang members. You'll find news and analysis, also headlines, at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
Some big news. Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the map and destroy America. Now, UN inspectors say Iran is close to getting nuclear weapons, just weeks away. But President Trump vows he won't let them. He's even moved two aircraft carriers to the area. This is a big story, and Newsmax's Rob Finnerty is covering it all this week and exposing the real threat. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight for Rob's series, Stop Iran, and find out Trump's secret plan to fix this. Watch Finnerty on Newsmax on all major cable systems. President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time. You should, too. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and sign up for Newsmax Plus to watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
An endurance athlete plans to swim around the island of Martha's Vineyard off Cape Cod to mark the anniversary of the filming of the movie Jaws in an attempt to take the teeth out of the mystique of sharks. Correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
Jaws was filmed around Martha's Vineyard and put a spotlight on the fear of sharks. Lewis Pugh says they have been maligned by the blockbuster film as villains, as cold-blooded killers.
Sharks are actually essential for the health of our oceans, and we need to be protecting them.
If you take sharks out of the water,
you have a watery desert.
Pugh has a three-point plan for his swim.
It's long. I think it's going to take me 12 days to undertake. Number two, the water's really cold.
And third, he could be swimming with the sharks.
At least four people died, others hurt after severe storms, including a possible tornado, swept through St. Louis. The storms Friday took tore roofs off buildings and down trees and power lines. More at townhall.com. Administration officials are accusing a former FBI director of calling for violence against President Trump. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says former FBI Director James Comey is being investigated after posting on Instagram seashells on the beach that appeared to form the numbers 8647 with the comment, "Cool shell formation on my beach walk." Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States, and 86 has various meanings, including to throw out, get rid of, or refuse service to. Numerous Trump officials say Comey was advocating for Trump's assassination. Noem says the Department of Homeland Security and Secret Service are investigating. The post has since been deleted. Donna Warder, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis, and other headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Spring is sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which include the hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
On behalf of the Chicks and Chaps 2025 Committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Fowler Oncology, Redding Rancheria, Goldmart, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palisandro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media, and welcome to another hour of the program. It's 7 minutes past the top of the hour. We're live, we're national. Here's the phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And it's Friday night. I want to talk about a bunch of things, and we're going to get to a lot of conversation on a lot of different topics, not the least of which is, you know, what's going on with the cost of prescription drugs, as well as, you know, is diabetes on the upswing? Is it on the downswing? But in the last hour, I was talking about my own ADHD because May is Mental Health Month. And next hour, we're going to be doing some mental health stuff. Dr. Lee Richards is supposed to join us. But before we get into that, I want to go back to me. I made some comments about, you know, me being a little scatterbrained because of my ADHD. And while we were looking for some audio for a different topic, came across a very interesting piece of audio. And Count Dalacula, lay it on us.
More than 11% of kids have been diagnosed with ADHD, but symptoms often persist into adulthood. And it's now estimated that ADHD affects up to 10% of adults. But in some, that condition isn't recognized until they're all grown up. Now, fortunately, with increased awareness and reduced stigma and a better understanding of what ADHD looks like in adulthood, more are being diagnosed.
And this is so true. It was true for me. I had no clue. I was a pretty good student. So it wasn't like school was an issue for me until I was an adult. It was college that was an issue for me and all that stuff. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting, and I don't know I had ever mentioned that before. But we have some reaction to that. Calls from Atlanta, from New York, from Idaho. Let's go to Susan, Finger Lakes, New York, WGDJ. Susan, go right ahead.
Richie, I just love this. I always talk to you about hardcore politics, which is abundant. But, you know, you started out, and, like, I love that, you know, you're vulnerable and sharing your own situation because it's very pervasive. So, first of all, ADHD, attention deafness hyperactivity disorder. Now, first of all, being labeled like that without the underlying issue. Now, sorry, I'm getting a little cough here.
Yep, sorry, but, hit the cough button.
So, the issue that individuals, I have some of this in my family, I've experienced it, I know.
I'm pretty sure most people have it in their family, somewhere, yeah.
Well, and especially if you lived in, like, these high energy, very high-paced, stressful.
Oh, like a metropolitan area? Yeah.
Yeah. So what I just want to say is what I learned through my own training that I went through in integrative health and solutions. There's some very good doctors. And sometimes medication, not saying medication shouldn't be used, but you need to know that the biggest issue is when people like us, when an issue is stimulating to us, our brains are very active and productive. Yeah. When we are bored, we don't get off the couch. So
that's
it's not
so
a bad thing. The labeling is very bad, especially for
children. You know, the labeling I can't control, right? I mean, I almost appreciate it because prior to me knowing about this, you know, this all came about when I was getting divorced. My ex-wife told me, she's like, there's something wrong with you. And I was like, yeah, I knew that. I just didn't know what it was. And my research led me to finding out about this. Actually, there's a big article on it about deficit disorders that were ripping apart marriages in the early 2000s. And I read it and I read these symptoms and I said, oh my gosh, that sounds just like me. And, you know, the more I read about it, the more I wanted to convince myself that it wasn't me. So I decided to try and find an expert. And I said, well, I wonder who the best person is. And my research at the time came to a doctorate at New York University at NYU Medical and the medical school. And he was the dean. And I contacted his office. He took my call. He was very gracious. And he said, I don't see patients anymore. I just teach at the medical school. But he said, I don't know if it was what their title was. I think an assistant provost or deputy dean. I don't know. The guy under him in the administration was still a clinical professor. And he said, and he still had a private practice in New Jersey. I said, oh, I'm in New Jersey. And it turned out it was actually very close to where I lived. And it cost me more money than I was willing to spend. But I spent it. And I went and I got the evaluation. And it was so comforting when he said, you, sir, are a textbook case of ADHD. And he said, and I've been teaching this at NYU Medical School for 38 years. He said, you're right out of the textbook. He gave me like three different types of exams. And I left there feeling like $1 million. I was like, man, now I know why. And I learned more about, you know, why I, you know, if I'm not stimulated in one way or another, I'm not hyper-focused on anything, so I just sit there and I don't do anything. They call it ADHD paralysis, which is kind of crazy. But you're right in the point that you made. It is one of those things. When you're driven, you're incredibly driven. And if you're not driven, you're like, am I even here? What's going on here? Who's hungry? You know, so it's so interesting the way that works out, Susan.
So you're awesome. And you just say, you know what? It focuses us on the importance, crises that we need to, like, drill down on. Yeah, we still want to stay in relationships and do, you know, we got to still have some balance, but there's nothing wrong with us, but we just need, and I use my cell phone a lot. It's like, okay, 30 minutes to do this boring task. You know, we use these, methods, and it sounds like you are too. And I gotta follow up with you, Richie. Yeah. I always felt like a soulmate to you, and
that's
love
very
that
kind of
you. Started. Yeah,
thank
I'm gonna
you.
Call back about this other stuff.
Well, I appreciate it, and stay tuned for the next hour because we've got Dr. Lee Richards calling in, and we're gonna talk a lot about self-diagnosis and stuff like that. But Susan, I always appreciate you. Longtime caller from the early days of my radio career in New York City, Susan from Brooklyn, and now she is Susan from further up in New York, and I love that. Susan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And you know, some people, like me, we struggle with staying focused. But other people struggle with getting good reception in their home, right? They may not have a great radio or might live in an area where, you know, the signal doesn't reach them. Because this show is all across the country. Not everybody gets it like, you know, we do in the big metropolitan cities. But this is a thing. And the thing I'm talking about is the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi 3 Internet Radio. That's the solution. Here's why it's so special. It allows you to connect the CC Wi-Fi 3 to the Internet. And that's it. Boom, you're ready to go. You're tuned in to over 30,000 stations worldwide, including stations that are carrying my show live. No static, no...
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations. I had somebody. It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
But it's called Most Favorite Nation. We are going to pay the lowest price there is in the world. We will get whoever is paying the lowest price. That's the price that we're going to get. So remember that. So we're no longer paying 10 times more than another country. Whoever is paying the lowest price, we will look at that price and we will say that's the price we're going to pay. Most favored nations. That's what it is. One breast cancer drug costs Americans over $16,000 per bottle, but the same drug from the same factory, manufactured by the same company, is 1/6 that price in Australia and 1/10 that price in Sweden. 1/10 for the identical product. A common asthma drug costs almost $500 here in America, but costs less than $40 in the United Kingdom. So $40 in the United Kingdom, which is where this gentleman told me he paid a small amount for his shot. But think of that. So $40 versus $500 here.
That, of course, is President Trump talking about most favored pricing. And that was just this Monday, talking about the executive action he took to achieve most favored pricing, the lowest pricing that's available to other countries. Then we go ahead and adopt that price for us. And this, of course, comes in response to his executive order of April 12th, where insulin prices were brought down for low-income patients as low as 3 cents plus a small administrative fee, and $15 is the cost of that fee for some uninsured patients, according to the fact sheet on the White House website. But this is a good thing, and President Trump has been championing this, reducing the cost of insulin, and probably by the standards of those that use insulin, maybe not quickly enough, right? Because the bills are adding up. I'm looking at a report from the American Diabetes Association shows that there's been a 24% increase in insulin costs since 2017. So this couldn't have come at a better time. And that triples the cost of insulin over the past decade. So these are things that I think we need to continue to address and talk about. And I want to talk about them with Tim Keller. He's a chairman and founder of U.S. Diabetes Care. Tim Keller, welcome, sir.
Yeah, well, it's a great evening. It's great being on the show. Yeah, I've been reading a lot about this executive order, kind of have a lot of knowledge around it just from firsthand owning a diabetic company. We deal with prescription costs and prices and to fight every day.
Well, let's talk about the importance of this, because clearly this is something that has been plaguing America. I think we've been a very overweight nation, and that's put type 2 diabetes on kind of on steroids, if you will, over the last, you know, several decades. And only now, I think, are we in a place where we're starting to really address it effectively. What are you seeing on your end in terms of diabetes care? Are you seeing more people seeking care? Because I think diabetes is one of those kind of silent killers because of the cardiovascular disease that goes along with it, where people don't even know they're doing damage to themselves.
Yeah, so, you know, the reality is diabetes type 2, type 3, vascular dementia, which is now the new diabetes of the brain. Right, so these are all things that are starting to come out now. It's all insulin resistance, and the scary part about insulin resistance lives in the muscles, right? So as the glucagon gets, you know, insulin gets taken from the liver, produces glucagon from the pancreas, it uploads into the muscle. And when there's a cellular dysfunction, we're not uploading in the muscle, so that extra sugar gets just pushed down into the muscle. It can lay in the muscle for dormant for 10, 15, 20 years before someone becomes metabolically diabetic. So these are things that we do through education. We make patients understand what's going on. But the problem is with that is when that lays up in the muscles dormant as insulin resistance, which is the insulin resistance is the cause of all disease, say, Rich. So it causes not just diabetes, but cardiovascular issues, high blood pressure, lipidemia, a dysfunction of the cellular walls, a breakdown of the body's, you know, metabolic function from the brain to the stomach, which really are the connective. Right. You know, so your brain communicates to your stomach. The stomach, you know, basically gets metabolically dysfunction, and now we have all kinds of disease states happen, as you mentioned, heart disease, cancers. Everything that you can think of from a disease state all happens from the metabolic function of the cells being insulin resistant. So, you know, going back to, you know, what fixes that, right? Well, there's only one, you know, you can throw all the pharmaceuticals you want at a patient and get them, you know, there's no money in the cure. So westernized medicine, I think doctors have been trained to treat a symptom, period. They're not treating patients. They're treating a symptom. And then from symptomatic treatment, there's no money in a cure, so big pharma's gotten in bed with big medical and big ag, and now we have all these processed foods that are out there. So you got unhealthy fats, you got refined foods, you have fast foods, and everything in the middle aisles of the stores have hydrogenized wheat, high fructose corn syrup, processed sugar and flour. It's literally chemically poisoning and killing us.
Man, this is not a very happy Friday, but very important information. Folks, we're on with Tim Keller. He's the chairman and founder of U.S. Diabetes Care, and we're talking about the cost of insulin, and we're about to talk about some, you know, natural nutrition solutions, because insulin resistance is an issue that a lot of people are facing, and one that hopefully is avoidable and in some cases reversible. I've seen a lot of people turn it around, myself included. You know, when I was almost 270 pounds, I had a lot of insulin resistance. My doctor told me, you're borderline diabetic and you got to get it in gear. I've since lost around 80 pounds and never felt better. So we're going to continue our conversation with Tim Keller straight ahead. And your calls and more coming up right after that. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
You are educating the public, and the public is getting good information if they listen to your show.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
A new clinical trial is showing promising results for a new pill to help treat diabetes and support weight loss. Pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly says it has engineered a pill that lowers blood sugar levels in type 2 diabetics across different doses after 40 weeks. The participants on the highest dose also lost an average of 16 pounds. So the drug is called Orforglipron. It's taken daily. Let's bring in CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook. I say the hard words, so you don't have to. What stands out to you about the study results?
You know, aside from those dramatic results, I just think this is a technological tour de force. So why can't you take Wegovy or Zepbound by mouth? Right. Why do you need the injection? Well, you need the injection because if you take it by mouth, it's going to get broken down by the digestive enzymes in your intestinal tract, in your stomach. Well, this pill, which is a tiny, tiny molecule, you know, it's a small molecule, much smaller than the Wegovy and Zepbound, it actually goes into that GLP-1 receptor, right, into a little pocket and does the same thing, basically, that the injectables do. So the fact that you can do it as a pill, I mean, think about it. Have they done that with insulin? Insulin's an injectable medication. They've tried for years to try to make it a pill, not successful. So the fact that they were able to do that, to me, really, really stands out.
And that is a report from CBS News. Lindsay Reiser and their chief medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook, discussing the GLP-1 pill. So you're talking about like Ozempic, Mounjaro, Zepbound, and the other ones that are all very similar tirzepatides, semaglutide type of medications known as GLP-1s that create this this thing in your brain that makes you think that you're satisfied and you don't eat as much while regulating your blood sugar. It's really quite phenomenal, the results of this stuff. And now they're saying they've got it by pill. So I want to bring our guest back in, get some reaction to that, and continue our discussion on the state of diabetes in America. Tim Keller, chairman and founder of U.S. Diabetes Care. Tim Keller, have you heard about this new drug, and what are your thoughts?
Well, I haven't heard about it. There was a first-generation drug of this. It's called Rybelsus. Rybelsus is from the Ozempic family. It's an oral. You start out with 7 milligrams, work yourself up to 14, then 21 milligrams over a 40-week period. And, you know what, all GLP-1s are a satiety drug, right? So I call it the tricep strengthening drug. It tells you when to push yourself away from the table. You're full. The reality is, though, Rich, is that we make a GLP-1 naturally in our gut. The GLP-1 hormone comes from our gut. It's a satiety hormone that's in our gut. The problem is Americans have, over the years, we live to eat, not eat to live. So we've kind of shut off that GLP-1 natural hormone. I'm telling you, Rich, these GLP-1s, there's not a lot of study on them, right? And so they're coming out with all these fancy things. Yeah, do people lose weight? Yeah, do they have satiety and can't eat? The reason why they lose weight is because, you know, literally if they overeat, they're nauseous and they don't eat, and so of course you're going to lose weight. The long-term effects and side effects from this drug, there's not enough study on a drug to really tell you the efficacy or safety of it, and everybody's on it. Even if you're not diabetic, they're on it, and everybody's losing weight from it. But I am very scared. Yeah, I'm very scared of the long-term side effects of this drug.
Yeah, hopefully you're wrong, but I think that's how I think about every drug. Every single drug I think, you know, that's new and very promising, I think, let's see what happens in 10 years. Let's see what happens in 15 years.
You're going to see some very adverse side effects, I think, from this drug. It's scary to me. You're taking a natural, once again, we're stripping a natural hormone that the body makes and synthetically reproducing it, which is not normal to the body. This is what I know through lifestyle.
What's your opinion on why the body doesn't produce it anymore? Is it because people are fat?
Yeah, people overeat and they're not listening to the satiety hormone that naturally. Look, every person, and I've done it too. We've all done gluttony, but there's a point when we're eating that we know we're full, but the food tastes so good that we're just going to keep eating and overindulging in it until, you know, we're sitting there going, oh my gosh, why did I just do that? That feeling that you get early on before you push past the pain, I call it, that's satiety. That's the GLP-1 natural gut hormone that's telling you that, hey, you're full. And if we're going to start synthetically putting that into people's bodies and saying, you know, hey, we're going to trick the brain to say that you're full before you are, and then you're just basically on a starvation diet or limited calorie diet, and everybody's losing all this massive amount of weight, I don't think, you know, how normal is that for the body? It's not normal, and there's going to be some really adverse side effects from that.
Well, I know they've been around for about 4 years, and I've interviewed a number of doctors on this program, both, you know, for and against, and I think they all pretty much agree that at least the last 4 or 5 years, these things have been pretty effective. Now, Tim Keller, let's talk about how people can learn more about your work and everything that you're doing at U.S. Diabetes Care. Where do they go? What's the website?
So U.S. Diabetes Care is usdiabetescare.com. Again, usdiabetescare.com. There's a Learn More tab on there. You can learn everything we're doing from an education standpoint. You know, look, Rich, I tell, if you don't fix people in the mind, you can't fix them in the body, right? So
yeah.
education's power, and no one's educating diabetics. I mean, we're throwing around a bunch of drugs and think we're changing lives with drugs, but mm-hmm. the reality is through lifestyle medicine, exercise, drinking a lot of water, eating some more fiber, and lifestyle medicine, we're drug free. We don't have to worry about, what drugs and FC are safe or not safe. Through pure lifestyle education, we can change lives of diabetics. We've reversed 72,000 diabetics of type 2, type 3, vascular dementia, gestational diabetes, already. And so we know the program works. It's just, who wants to buy in and watch the education? Again, our education is a pure education platform. We're not here to entertain anybody. I'm not going to have Brad Pitt on there, giving diabetic education. This is coming from a scientific base of Loma Linda lifestyle medicine platform, the Blue Zone, delivered by an internist medicine doctor with a secondary degree from Loma Linda in lifestyle medicine. It's real simple. We're a peer education platform.
Folks, check them out at usdiabetescare.com. Tim Keller, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on what's going on with diabetes from your perspective. And, amigos, we continue with your calls and thoughts and opinions straight ahead.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
We'll be right back.
Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
This is our device called Wearable Optimizer.
Sometimes big breakthroughs come in small packages.
It's actually very simple. We just lift the skin up briefly and applying the side of the needle down.
It sounds simple, but the research behind it is quite complex. The team at the University of Waterloo is closer to making life more comfortable for diabetes patients.
They monitor their blood glucose level is usually using the finger prick glucometer.
A process that can be invasive. Continuous glucose monitors in the form of wearable patches that penetrate the skin have been developed before. But what's on the market now needs some work, according to this team of bright minds.
So they're using metallic and solid needles, which are long, like usually 4 millimeters, and they would go into the skin. So these are painful because they can touch the nerves.
Instead, they've developed new hydrogen microneedle patches. They're less than 1 millimeter, so when they penetrate the skin, they don't touch any nerves, allowing patients to apply the patch.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
In many cases, you can get rid of it by losing weight. And this is something that's kind of self-inflicted, right? There's a lot of people that are in bad shape because of just bad diet, bad habits. So I find this this whole thing fascinating because I see the challenge. I lived it, right? I was very, very overweight. And, you know, A, I didn't care. And B, like our guest pointed out, you just don't know the damage of what, you know, overeating and just being fat and eating when you feel like it, what that does to you. But it eventually, it'll take your life for sure. Anyway, I want to get your thoughts and opinions on what's going on here with the cost of prescription drugs, diabetes, and everything else we were talking about. Let's go to Bill, Green River, Wyoming, KUGR. Go right ahead, sir.
Glucose as a sweetener is in the decline in our food chain. Most of the sweetening now is being done with high fructose corn syrup. And when you put fructose into your bloodstream, it goes to your liver. Your liver converts it into fat and turns it into fat and stores it away as a survival technique. That's what that fat around your gut is. It used to be fructose. Now it's fat. And the problem is that if you get enough fat around your gut, then basically it's got no place to put it anymore. So it backs up into your liver and it backs up into your pancreas. If that fat backs up into your pancreas, it's going to shut down all of your insulin production. And that's what's going to cause any future diabetic problems you have.
Yeah, that was an excellent explanation of something my doctor told me back in 2017. And, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And, again, if people don't learn about that and don't know that that's the case, they'll think that they could, you know, have 3 and 4 cheeseburgers and wash it down with a milkshake and then go to White Castle for dessert if you don't know the outcome of that. So very, very, very good point. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Bill. Bill in Green River, Wyoming. Shout out to KUGR. And something I wanted to mention before we move on with some of your calls was this article, One American News. In-N-Out Burger has announced the removal of artificial dyes and sweeteners following the Kennedy announcement just 2 days ago. In-N-Out spokesperson announced that the popular fast food chain will be removing artificial dyes and artificial sweeteners to multiple items on their menu following Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's push to make America healthy again. Good for them. Good for them. Happy to hear that. Let me see. Let's continue with our conversation. Let's go to Steve in Atlanta. He wants to talk about a little domestic politics. WGKA, go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Valdez.
Yes, sir.
So I really want to talk about the scumbag Comey, all right? Tim Keller, if you have time. Do I have time for Tim Keller?
Yeah, go right ahead. Tell me what time
it is. So main thing is scumbag Comey. So I didn't get to listen because my goddaughter came in here, but did Tim Keller mention that Trump in his first term, he did the very same thing, but he was sued, right? He kind of did it later in his term. He was sued by...
What are you talking about?
Reducing
the cost of insulin?
No, everything. Just like this one. Just like this one. He did it in his first term. He was sued in court by pharma, big pharma, and it was in court. You know, they dragged it out. It was in court until the end of his term when Biden was put in office, and the DOJ as soon as he came in dropped it. So that was over. But he did it again within his first 130 days. This time, now he can. You know, we'll get into a court. It has enough time now to actually go through. And it'll go in front of the, whatever. It'll go through it now. So I want to talk about scumbag Comey.
What's on your mind?
So I would love for scumbag Comey to have the same thing done to him that was done by the FBI. Let's get Bongino on this and another FBI agent. Let's go in just like they did to General Flynn. They did those little 302s, the little statements they make after the interview, and then they got caught in court changing their 302s, the statements, their 302s, their initial statements. They got caught in court doing that, and so let's put Comey in front of a grand jury. Let's subpoena his cell phone records, his GPS minute by minute, his emails, his text messages. You know, he used to put these shells things on his social media threads before. He's done that before. These little shell things, he's done that. He's got pictures of those. Those are all records. And you know what they say? They say that it's the process. The process is the punishment. It's the tens of millions of dollars that General Flynn had to spend, what all of us donors gave to him, and that's the punishment, to make you almost have a heart attack. And so let's put him through the same sort of... He's a scumbag. He's a freaking scumbag. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you for telling us how you really feel, Steve. Steve in Atlanta, Georgia, WGKA. And I agree. I think Comey is a scumbag for doing what he did. Will I say he should go to jail? I don't know. I mean, he should go to jail for other stuff. I don't know if he should go to jail for the seashell stuff. If that is deemed a threat, then man. You know, I better not make seashells about, any Democrats that I may not like. I don't think I would. But my point is, I don't know that that's going to rise to that occasion, but I could be wrong. Anyway, Steve, thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. Counts, do I take a pause here and come back? All right. I'm going to take a pause, come back here. Then we're going to come back to Pedre, Paul, and some others that are on the line. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers with back taxes to the IRS. Billions in tax relief is now being made available to struggling taxpayers, giving thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in savings away to those who qualify. If you're facing wage garnishment, threatening letters, audits, liens, levies, or already in a payment plan, you can now expedite the resolution to your tax problem, end collections, and even qualify to reduce a large portion of what you owe. Stop IRS Debt has established a relief hotline for you to call to check what savings and options you qualify for. Dial 800-759-3413. With many people facing job loss and rising cost of living, these special IRS initiatives are designed to aid delinquent taxpayers with the relief that they need to get a fresh start. For a free consultation to see what savings you qualify for, call 800-759-3413. 800-759-3413.
800-759-3413.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results vary. Consult with your tax professional prior to enrollment.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a year early, a month early, or a day early, but you can't be a day late. That's why millions of Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. Right now, you can get their 4-week emergency food supply, plus an incredible bonus, 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's an extra 12 days worth of food, absolutely free. This kit provides hearty, delicious meals for 4 weeks with 2,000 plus calories per day, 12 essential vitamins and minerals, and a shelf life of up to 25 years. And for a limited time, they're including 12 additional days of food, absolutely free. Which means right now is the best time to get prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today to claim your 4-week food kit, plus an extra 12 days of free food. Offer ends soon. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Right to the phones we go, 29 Palms, California, KVTA. Let's check in with Pedro. Go right ahead, sir. You're on with Rich Valdez. Welcome.
Well, I told him my piece, and I'll repeat it again. You know, I'm 81 years of age. Never had a headache in my life. Of course, I never got married either. And I never took drugs, no pills at all. And I worked on dairies, you know, hard work. I built my body up, climbed haystacks 40 feet high. I fell off one of the haystacks, and when the hay hook let go, and then I went right down on the gravel, never broke a bone. In Portugal, before I came over here, the Azores Islands, I was run over by a motorcycle, never broke a bone. And, a car. And in this country, a motorcycle ran me over. I never broke a bone. You know, and I've never smoked. No cigarettes. I've never taken a pill for nothing. I haven't been to a doctor since 1970. I knew what I had. A little bit of the flu was going around. I told the doctor what I had, and he said, I'll be the judge of that. Well, he took me in the back room, examined me, and he took my blood. He goes, yep, you're right. You got a little bit of the flu. So he gives me a shot of penicillin like I told him I wanted. I boxed the pills. I walked out the door and threw the pills in the trash. We are over toxic. We are over-toxicized in this country. We depend upon pills for this and pills for that. You know, you're weak. You are a weak person when you let your body proceed and let it take care of itself, provided you take care of it, you know. And it's kind of sad. And everything is wrong. With the White House, tell me something. I come from Portugal. How dare American people put a convicted felon in a White House?
Their right, right? They vote, and they decided to say, hey, this is the guy that's going to be best for our country. And that convicted felon, who I voted for, he's just lowered the price of prescription drugs, and he's doing a damn good job at bringing peace all over the world. So I'd reconsider. But thank you for your call, and thanks for your kind words about how healthy you are. Amigos, we continue with your calls and more coming up straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant,
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has raised questions about why the Biden administration bypassed official FDA research procedures on dangers of mail-order chemical abortion pills. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell says her state is already taking action to remedy the FDA's policy.
We are going to pursue a suit or a petition of the FDA to put this back under REMS. The current research is validating what we always knew to be true and what the prior research also demonstrated, but was completely ignored for political reasons by the Biden administration. We will continue to enforce our laws, and we will do whatever we can to make sure that we hold accountable people who are deliberately violating them.
The Louisiana Attorney General's full interview on this week on Capitol Hill will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The House Budget Committee voted against advancing the GOP's party line tax and spending package Friday, thanks to ongoing opposition from hardline conservatives like Chip Roy of Texas. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The panel rejected the bill 2116, with five Republicans joining all Democrats in opposition. But now, the committee is set to reconvene and try again late Sunday night, as House GOP leaders plan to continue private talks through the weekend with the reluctant Republicans and the White House in hopes of staying on schedule to move on to floor debate next week. Texas Republican Chip Roy shared his opposition.
So I am a no on this bill unless serious reforms are made today, tomorrow, Sunday. We're having conversations as we speak, but something needs to change or you're not going to get my support.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Train engineers in New Jersey's huge commuter rail system are on strike, leaving us 350,000 daily riders either working from home or finding another way to get to work. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit NoTimeToWait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At least 108 people were killed by Israeli strikes in Gaza on Friday. Reporting from Jerusalem, BBC correspondent Yalan Nell says Israel attacks appear less than full force despite their deadly destructiveness.
It does not look yet like the major military offensive that Israel
has pledged to carry out, taking control of the entire Gaza Strip indefinitely if there is not some kind of a breakthrough in the talks that are now going on in Doha with mediators involved, Israeli and Hamas negotiating teams there to talk about a deal to bring back Israel's remaining hostages and have some kind of a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
Charter Communications is merging with Cox Communications in an approximately $34.5 billion deal that brings two to the biggest cable companies in the country together. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. The markets ended the week on a strong note.
Stocks rose again on Wall Street to close out another winning week. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Friday. The index clocked its fifth gain in a row and is now back within 3% of the record high it set in February. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 331 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.5%. Stocks rallied this week after the U.S. and China agreed on a 90-day pause for most of their tariffs. Some encouraging reports on inflation got investors hoping that the Federal Reserve would have room to cut interest rates later this year if it needs to. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Microsoft acknowledged Thursday that it sold advanced artificial intelligence and cloud computing services to the Israeli military during the war in Gaza and aided in efforts to locate and rescue Israeli hostages. But the company also said it found no evidence to date that its Azure platform was used to target or harm people in Gaza. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
Live from the city that never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, your liberty-loving Latino amigo. Happy to be here with you. 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Thrilled. It's Friday night. We're live. We're national. And here's the number. 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. I want to talk about, you know, the big story everybody's talking about, which is the James Comey story. And again, I didn't think that this, you know, was such a big story, not bigger than the trillions of dollars that Trump just brought commitments for from the UAE and the Middle East trip. But that's the story a lot of people are just, their panties are in a bunch. And I guess, you know, I don't know. I don't mean to be flippant about it. I'm definitely not trying to be. I just think we're talking about a man that stared death in the face and took a bullet grazed to the ear. And he's still standing stronger than ever by the grace of God. And I'm not going to get bent out of shape about some seashells and some scumbag who we know doesn't like him. Come on. But I want you to hear what President Trump had to say about this Comey fiasco. Listen to this.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me, and they like what's happening with our country. Our country's become respected again, and all this. And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously, he apologized and said he doesn't.
Well, he
apologized
for
violence. But
look, he's a very bad.
What do you want to see happen? What do you want to see happen?
I don't want to take a position on it because that's going to be up to Pam and all of the great people. But I will say this: I think it's a terrible thing. And when you add his history to that, if he had a clean history, he doesn't. He's a dirty cop. He's a dirty cop. And if he had a clean history, I could understand if there was a leniency, but I'm going to let them make that decision.
That is El Trumpito weighing in on James Comey. And listen, I don't disagree with any of that stuff. I'm pretty sure that James Comey, fully aware, that when you're the former FBI director and you say something like 86 anything, right, let alone a sitting president of the United States who took a bullet to the ear, I'm pretty sure you know the implications of that. So, yeah, is his apology sincere? I don't buy it at all. Like I said earlier, I think he'd be a lot better off saying, look, you know, I said something stupid. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I do wish he wasn't our president. I do wish he wasn't around, but I'm no way calling for him to be assassinated. Just be honest. But he won't be. Right? And this is why people are upset. And I get that. I do. But there's, you know, I guess, I don't know, I'm from the thinking, the school of thought that there's always going to be a pendejo that wants you dead. There's always going to be one, no matter what job you have. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's people listening to this that there's people like that in your job that can't wait. Now, the difference is, are you, you know, a massive public figure like El Trumpito, then Aldous Magnus, the 45th president of these United States, where they'll put it in writing? Likely not, but that's the luck he's got, right? The luck of being president, and you know, with the adulation and the all the praise and all of the pomp and circumstance that comes with this job, you get some of that hate too. Now, you do have to draw a line when the hate becomes threats, and I think that's the big argument here is, does what Comey did amount to a threat? Whether or not it's right or wrong, I can tell you right now, it's wrong. It's stupid. He's a scumbag for doing it. The question is, can you lock the guy up for being dumb and stupid and being a scumbag? I don't know. I don't think you can. And this is why I tend to not have, in general, the knee-jerk reaction of, lock them all up. We need accountability. I do think we need accountability, but charging everybody with treason, I don't think is the answer. It's never going to work. Those charges aren't going to stick. You've got to charge people with the right crime and then, you know, pursue that end if that's what you're looking to do. Anyway, that's my thought on that. I want to, we'll get into a little bit more of that, but let's see if line one is available. They wanted to comment on this particular topic. Boise, Idaho? Anybody home? Hello? Houston? Houston, Boise, yeah, no Boise there. Anyway, that's my take on that. We've got a little reaction from Jim Jordan. We'll get to that a little bit later. But some of what we're going to talk about tonight, with it being mental health, mental health care, mental health month, May being mental health month, is we're going to talk a little bit about mental health with our guest. Dr. Lee Richardson is scheduled to join us. She's a licensed professional counselor and founder of the Brain Performance Center. And I love talking to her because she's so chill. She's so relaxed. You know, compared to me, I'm like, you know, I'm the guy that's hopped up on coffee. I'm sure you're listening to me going, you're so calm. You're so whatever. Well, if you think I'm calm, wait till you hear Dr. Lee. But these things, whether it's mental health, self-diagnosis, all that stuff, we talked a little bit about it before. I want to get her opinion on some of that when we come back. These things are important because we have access to information like we've never had before, right? We've got all sorts of, like, there was a time when if you needed something, you had to, like, go to the reference section of your library and maybe pull out an encyclopedia or use the encyclopedias that you bought. That, you know, I grew up with encyclopedias in my house. That was a normal thing. We had a bookcase. We had encyclopedias. It was a thing. And I'm sure many of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about. There's others of you that are listening that are saying, wow, no, encyclopedias are only at the library. So it's interesting how times change. But today, you don't even use the search engine most of the time, right? People don't go to Google to find their news or to find a lot of things. They go right to their favorite social media. And it's already advertising things up the wazoo there, right? You open up your Twitter, you open up Instagram, whatever it is you're opening up, you're getting sold, right? Somebody is selling you something. And that's the world that we live in. It's a very interconnected, hyper-connected world. So I get it. But with that comes the ability to start diagnosing yourself. You look in the mirror, you go, oh, I like that. Or you go, oh, I don't like that. That looks a little off. Let me see what's going on. And that's it. Next thing you know, you're running down that angle. And Lord knows I've been there. So I don't want to encourage that because it's better for you to assume you're healthy than to assume you're not. Anyway, keep it locked here, folks. We're coming right back. Dr. Lee Richardson scheduled to join us. And we're talking about self-diagnosis. 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends.
The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Thanks for what you do. You have so many people. You ask the questions that if a viewer had a microphone, they would ask that question, and you seem to always ask it right at the right time. So God bless you, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
As 8-year-old Elia blossoms into a young adult, her parents know sunlight, not a screen's blue light, will help her to grow.
I am a little afraid of like what I'm going to have to face the older she gets. But I'm also realistic in knowing that this is just the world she's growing up in, so I have to have real conversations with her.
Sia Chekwa and her husband keep close eyes on the tablets their children use, but outnumbered 3-2, they worry about what slips through the cracks.
Is it age appropriate? Can someone talk to them on there? Is something going to pop up that I don't want them to see? Those are our biggest concerns.
That's a concern shared by many parents. According to the Kids Mental Health Foundation, the top fears parents have around screen time are privacy and safety concerns, exposure to misinformation, and not socializing in person.
We know that kids that spend more than 3 hours on social media a day have higher risk of things like depression and anxiety.
Ariana Howitt is the foundation's executive clinical director. She recommends explaining time limits and potential consequences ahead of time.
Kids, their brains are developing. We cannot expect them to set their own boundaries. Kids are not going to put their phone away on their own.
8 in 10 parents say they actively do something to manage screen time. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
So kids are now turning to social media to diagnose themselves with things. Now, this has been going on for a while, but it seems to be getting worse. Not to mention adults are doing the same thing. We talked about that before, and we'll touch on that again in the next segment. But right here, I want to talk about this stuff, because Psychology Today has a piece asking parents, does your child think they have ADHD, autism, or anxiety? And the reason they think that is because it's all over TikTok and Instagram and the rest of their social media. I want to get to the bottom of this with the founder of the Brain Performance Center, Dr. Lee Richardson. She's a licensed professional counselor. Lee Richardson, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Now, talk to me about this stuff, because I think this is a very interesting thing, you know, interesting phenomena that we now have people that can just self-diagnose because they go online and it makes sense.
Absolutely, and I think it's a very real thing. And, you know, many times, particularly the younger generation, they'll go to TikTok or they'll go to Facebook or they'll go to Instagram, and things just pop up, particularly on TikTok, and you'll see something and you'll go, oh, my gosh, is that me? They're talking about
that.
They're talking about, wait, I can't focus. I can't finish what I start. And we've all experienced a little bit of that. And
sure.
When you're 13 years old, you're like, oh, yeah, that's me. Because the brain is not fully developed. The brain is not developed fully until it's in your mid to late 20s. And the very last part of that brain to develop is the prefrontal cortex. And honestly, we need that when we're 13 years old, and we don't have it. And we see something, and we're all looking for answers. I am. Aren't you? Occasionally?
Of course.
Yeah.
More than occasionally. More than occasionally. Several times an hour I'm looking for answers. And folks, we're on with Dr. Lee Richardson. And you know, Dr. Lee Richardson, this is a problem that I've covered this several times. Every time they do a different study, we talk about it. And I feel like it's not getting any better, right? It was the dangers of self-diagnosis. Now it's the prevalence of self-diagnosis. And some people think that, you know, they have this or they have that. What's your advice to parents when their kid comes to them and say, "Mom, I think I'm autistic"? And again, nothing wrong with being autistic. It's ideal if you are, right? We don't want you to think that you are when you're not because you saw it on TikTok.
Well, my advice to parents is to sit down and have conversation, you know, and engage. So why do you think that? Where did you see that? And because many times where the source of the data comes from will be TikTok or, you know, a Facebook group. And I'm not saying it's all bad data, but there's good data out there. Go to Cleveland Clinic. Go to the Mayo Clinic. Go to any university that's doing studies. And most universities are, because the brain, the most important thing you have, your biggest asset is your brain. And when you're 13 years old or 15 years old or 17 years old, what are you thinking? What are you reacting to? What is influencing your emotions? What's presenting barriers for your cognitive abilities? And you have to stop and just have reasonable conversation.
Unbelievable. It just amazes me that we're here. And again, it shouldn't amaze me because before this, it was WebMD and those other websites where you could kind of do the same self-diagnosis. Although a lot of those rely on the sources you're talking about, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, that type of thing. Sadly, that's not the case with a lot of this TikTok stuff. And when it's on TikTok versus the Google, you know, the search engines and whatnot, it's... they're trying to get clicks, right? That's what the name of the game in social media is building an audience and getting the engagement. So it begs the question for me, how sincere are you in, you know, measuring and addressing these issues? Or is it just a ploy to get more people involved in your social media network? So I'm skeptical about a lot of those things, Doc, but What do you say is the biggest danger of doing such a thing? Self-diagnosis.
Well, I think self-diagnosis when your brain is not fully developed, when you don't have enough information to balance it off, because we're all trying to fit in. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go back to those teenage years. I'm quite happy staying just where I am. And when you're looking for a reason, when you're looking for an explanation, and honestly, it doesn't even have to be social media. You can Google, you put in, do I have ADHD? Do I have anxiety? And it'll take you to a site, and sometimes it may be a site that's sponsored by a pharmaceutical medication.
Right.
And there'll be a little assessment that you can go in, answer these 5 questions. And they're very general questions that on any given day we can all identify with.
Right, right.
But it's when you're that young and you don't know and you're looking for a reason. You know, there can be some real advantages to having an ADHD diagnosis. You get longer test-taking times. You get... you know, you have different access to privacy and to being able to focus and the amount of time you have to complete things. So it can be advantageous. And I honestly believe we all want to do the best we can. And if there's something that can explain why we're not doing the best we can, that all of a sudden, yes, that's me, yes, identify with that. And I have teenagers that come in my office and they'll tell me, "Miss Lee, I think now when they get older, they call you Dr. Lee, but when they're 13, it's Miss Lee. I think that I can't focus. I can't finish what I start. It takes me an hour and a half to finish my homework. They have a whole list of symptoms. And
And they get them off of TikTok, Instagram, and the like. You know, Doc, we're going to pause right here because I want to come back and get your reaction to adults that are now following suit from what the kids are doing, where they're self-diagnosing themselves with ADHD. And it's an interesting thing only because I have ADHD, and it's a blessing and a curse, right? You know, driving, oh boy, no thank you. But on the radio, works out pretty good. You know, so I get it. Talking about the advantages that come with it, I agree. Folks, we're coming right back with Dr. Lee Richardson, founder of the Brain Performance Center. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Call now 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
According to the National Institute of Mental Health, to be diagnosed with ADHD as an adult, you must show 5 symptoms of inattention or hyperactivity and impulsivity. For children, it's actually 6 symptoms. Now, your primary care provider or a mental health or neurocognitive specialist will probably have you fill out behavior rating scales or symptom checklists and take psychological tests that assess memory, planning, decision-making, and mood. They may also ask your partner or family members about your behavior. Now, of note, ADHD in girls and women is often missed in childhood because some girls are less likely to exhibit the hyperactivity and impulsive behaviors that many boys do.
And this is Dr. Malika, CBS New York. And I find this interesting because you got more adults now that are doing the same thing, self-diagnosing themselves with ADHD and other things, right from, you know, a quick scroll through their smartphone. So I want to bring in one of the pros who knows exactly what's going on here, and that's none other than Dr. Lee Richardson. Dr. Lee Richardson is the founder of the Brain Performance Center, and she's our guest right now. Doc, when you hear this report from Dr. Malika at CBS News about the diagnosis being missed for some females in particular because they present differently with the symptoms, what's your thought on that?
Well, they do present differently because everybody thinks, oh, you can't sit still. You know, you're up and down consistently. It's that hyper part of it. And a lot of times in females, that does not manifest. But it does not mean that their brain is not running all over the place. And I think that we all, the world we live in, it's constant distraction. You know, when I pick up my phone, I can go here, I can go to Yahoo News. Oh, I can go here, I can go here. There's so much coming at us. And it's confusing. And honestly, when I think back, I've been in this field since 2005. When I think back then, we honestly thought, oh, it's okay. When your brain's fully developed, you'll grow out of it. And I'm horrified to think the number of of teenagers that I said those words to. But we did not know. We really didn't understand the brain or how it developed, and we believed that. And now we know that there are 4 things that puts a brain in a dysregulated state, and that's all that ADHD is a
well, what are the 4 things?
Dysregulated state. Okay, so first, genetics, and now we're all recognizing that, there's probably some genetics that come into play. And, 15 years ago, there was such a negative stigma associated with that, with saying anything. And the second is physical head trauma. Anytime you hit your head, you don't have to lose consciousness. It changes the way your brain's wiring and firing. And look what the NFL has shown with depression and suicide rates. And they're not the only ones, but they stick out of my mind. And then the third is emotional trauma. And I don't wish it on you, but we've all had it. And for some of us, it can start very young. It can start with a change in family dynamics. Your best friend moves away, and now you no longer have anybody that really stands with you. And the last thing is stress. And since the pandemic, we have all met stress in a totally different way.
What about your thoughts on the idea that this is a deficiency in the executive function of the brain, at least ADHD specifically, and that it just works differently? Do you find a lot of people in your practice fall into that category, and how successful are you with helping them, overcome those symptoms or find treatment?
Well, you know, it's interesting because executive function, is exactly what your prefrontal cortex is about. The back of your head is where you process information. But then you have to shift that to your prefrontal cortex. And that's the last part of the brain that's developed. It's not there until you're in your mid to late 20s. You need it by the time you're 13. And I see a lot of people with executive function problems. And part of that is, think back to the pandemic, where we weren't able to go to school. We weren't able to sit in a classroom and logic and reason. And we sat in front of a computer, which is, honestly, I did part of my PhD program online. I had an MBA. I had a went to graduate school for counseling. Never had I done that online. And it requires your brain to process information differently. And that when you're growing up and maturing, that changes your default mode in your brain.
Hmm. Yeah, that gave me a headache just thinking about doing that. Kudos to you, Dr. Lee Richardson, because I don't think I could do it. I tried online learning once. It was really, really tough for me. Folks, we're on with Dr. Lee Richardson. She is a PhD, licensed professional counselor, and the founder of the Brain Performance Center. And Dr. Lee, I think the audience always, enjoys these conversations, and I do, definitely. But ultimately, what's your take on the stuff that the Department of Health and Human Services has been putting out lately with respect to food dyes and red dye number 30 and whatnot, or red dye 40, excuse me, which has been linked to show a lot of hyperactivity. I know for me, I found that once I cut that out, just recently, in the last year or so, I feel a lot less irritable, and I feel like I become less dysregulated less often as a result of removing that from my diet. But I can't prove it one way or the other.
Well, I think nutrition is the foundation of nutrition and sleep. That's the foundation of which your brain operates from. And they've come out now with, it's called a neuroprotective diet. It's looking to see what fuels your brain, what feeds your brain, and dyes and things, different things like that. They have it. We all know that medication has an impact on the brain. And for some of us, it's very, very positive. And for some of us, it has side effects or it doesn't work. And the same things that we ingest in our diet can have the same impact on our brain. I have clients that sugar is extremely detrimental for, and other clients that sugar doesn't faze them at all, as is the case with different dyes and different things. And when we go back 20 years ago when we read a book about eat for your blood type, we've always tried to figure out, how do we feed our brain in the most productive way? And my advice to people, and I get asked a question probably every day, what's the best diet? How do I take care of my brain? And my advice is, if it comes in a bag, a box, or a can, and it's good for a couple of years, there's something in there that's probably is not going to nourish your brain.
Outstanding. Dr. Lee Richardson, I'm going to leave it there. Very good conversation. Would you please tell everybody how they can follow you online and learn more about the amazing work you're doing?
Absolutely. You can find us on Facebook, The Brain Performance Center, on Instagram, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Dr. Lee Richardson.
Outstanding. Folks, check her out. Give her a follow. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Dr. Lee Richardson, you are a gentlewoman, a scholar, and a patriot, and I'm grateful to have you on the show tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. And amigos, your thoughts and calls and so much more. I mean, so much news to react to today. New Jersey transit strike because of the rail system has brought trains to a crashing halt. No crashing, but definitely a halt. And So much more. I mean, Kash Patel announcing that the FBI is leaving Washington, D.C., or at least their current headquarters, and transferring 1,500 agents. Talk about draining the swamp. Seven inmates have escaped from jail in New Orleans. What else do we have here? Secret Service is looking into James Comey's 8647 media post. He's a pendejo. And Trump has suspended the asylum system. I mean, I've got so many. Today was just a big, big news day, and I had so many things I wanted to talk about. So I'm trying to cram it all in before we hit the break. So anyway, we're going to do that. We're going to squeeze in a few of these calls, a few stories before we wrap it up for the weekend. Keep it locked right here. I'm Valdez.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
What's up, America? It's Rich Valdez. If you struggle with getting good reception in your home, C-Crane's CC Wi-Fi 3 Internet Radio is the solution. You're going to connect the CC Wi-Fi 3 to the Internet, and you can tune in to over 30,000 radio stations worldwide, including stations carrying my show with no static and no fade. The voice-focused audio surpasses any smartphone on the market, plus there's no need to sign into any apps or worry about any additional monthly fees. No eavesdropping, no microphones, no pop-up ads. And it even doubles as a Bluetooth speaker for your favorite music and podcasts. To order the CC Wi-Fi 3, call C. Crane at 1-800-522-8863 or visit ccrane.com/rich. That's ccrane.com/rich. And use code RICH at checkout for 10% off orders over $75. It's also available on Amazon.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need...
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez keeping you company for, I don't know, another 12 or 13 minutes. But lots to discuss yet. The New York City area train stations near me, very eerily empty as the New Jersey Transit strike started and brought rail service and I guess everything else to a screeching halt. And this is, when push comes to shove, this is where I start losing friends here. But I'm never a big fan of labor unions. And this is why. Because ultimately, you know, this is a government service that we're expecting to happen every day, right? You need your bus. And for the most part, they are. And I want to say that they're unreliable. They might be late, but they're reliable. But, you know, come on. Because you're not liking this or you're not liking that. I think there's got to be a better way. But that's me. I've never been a huge fan of the labor union process. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that. So I won't say it again today. But I want to go to the calls. Let's go to Walter calling us from St. Augustine, Florida, WFOY. Walter, go right ahead.
Hey, buenas noches, amigo.
Buenas noches. How are you, sir?
Okay, good. Someone in that union stayed awake at night to figure out the timing on that New Jersey transit strike, because tonight the MetLife Stadium has Shakira concert, the Mets and Yankees have the Subway Series, and the Knicks have the playoff games at Madison Square Garden, the big TV. And two questions, Rich. Is that the old Pat trains that's on strike, and how is it going to affect you on your travels?
Ah, very good. Good question. Well, number one, no. The PATH trains are run by the Port Authority. So the New Jersey Transit train is actually a way bigger system, in my opinion, because if you have to get to Philly, if you have to get to South Jersey, if you've got, you know, if you come off the Amtrak at Penn Station, Newark, or Penn Station, New York City, Herald Square, whatever, the big post office, Moynihan Station. If you get off there and want to go anywhere in New Jersey, you're jumping on the New Jersey Transit train. And guess where you're not going? Any of those places. So this is a big deal, especially for commuters that are, you know, in and out of the city. But it's also a big deal for anybody that tomorrow's Saturday. It's supposed to be pretty decent weather. This is, like you mentioned, there's a number of big things. You mentioned the Shakira concert at MetLife, which is about 12 minutes away from my home, and I have a friend that's there. I also have a friend that's at the Garden watching the Knicks and Celtics play. So these are just people I personally know. Imagine all the other people that are at these things that are not going to have the ability to move around, either putting them in Uber or just not letting them participate, period. So, you know, if you're not at the game, maybe you were going to go to one of the many different eateries and bars that are near the Madison Square Garden. You're not. Yeah, you might stay local in Jersey, and maybe that's a boon for the local economy, or maybe you just don't go out at all, and then that hurts the economy. So, I mean, I think it stinks. It does stink to see that this is happening, but I get it. This is how don't hate the player, hate the game, right? And I get it. And that's what I do hate. I hate the game, not the players. This is a very unfortunate thing. So for me, it doesn't impact me much. Since COVID, I'll tell you the truth, because they moved this around so much during COVID, different studios, different places, I started driving a lot more to the point where, because driving to New York City used to be a thing like, who wants to do that? But during COVID, there was no traffic, and there was parking everywhere. So it became a thing where, like, you know what, if you're willing to come to the city, yeah, just might as well drive. And I got used to it, and I probably won't take the train anymore. And it's a good thing I don't. They set a woman on fire on the train not that long ago. It's really a war zone. It's not what it once was, and you're probably safer walking during the daytime. So I say all that to say I'm not messing with too much New Jersey Transit these days. So for me personally, thank you. But everybody else, a lot of people do rely on it, and I would love for it to be there for them the way it was there for me when I was sometimes the only air talent that showed up to the studio when I worked at WABC in New York City during the pandemic. That was a big deal, and how did I get into New York? New Jersey Transit bus. And then from there, I would either take a train or I'd walk. So it's it stinks to see that people are going through that. Walter.
Always a pleasure, Rich. Appreciate all your expertise, and have a good night.
You too. Thanks, and have very kind words, and I appreciate that. It's very nice of you, and have a great weekend. And let's see. We'll go to Ohio and New York. As soon as we come back, don't go anywhere.
This is America at
Night with Rich Valdez.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Is Night. This is Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez, Friday night. Let's go to Canton, Ohio, WNIR, checking in with Debbie. Go right ahead.
Hey, Rich, how are ya?
Wonderful,
this is a really, really hot topic for me. First of all, I want to give kudos to RFK, getting rid of the food dyes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. Yes. Yes.
Me too.
Get rid of that. That's killing us. That is killing us. He needs
agree.
Go, 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 go. And I want to tell you, a few years ago, I was put on Medicare. I turned that age. And I had, I avoided a doctor. I haven't seen a doctor in 15, 20 years.
Good for you.
Didn't want to. And finally they called me and they said, hey, you put our name down as your provider. You better come in and see us or we're going to take you off our list. I said, all right. So I went in. And you know what they told me?
What?
They said, hey, Debbie, you're pre-hypertensive. You're you're pre-everything.
Yeah.
I said, well, but I ain't nothing, am I? I'm pre-everything. We're all pre. don't you try to push your drugs on me. You will not succeed.
Well, you know, Debbie, I'll tell you, I had a similar experience in 2017. After my dad died of a stroke, I said, you know what? I hadn't been to the doctor in about 5 or 6 years. I was fat as all get out. And I went and I told him, how am I doing? You know, and he was like, you're doing horrible. You're going to die just like your dad did. No lie. And I was like, what are you saying? Come on. Why'd you say that? And he was like, because you don't eat good and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he said the same thing. You're pre this, you're pre that, you're pre that. I should put you on all these meds. And I said, or, and he said, or you change your diet, you implement exercise, and you stick with it. And I didn't think I could do it. Neither did he. But I did. And here I am 80 pounds later and 80 pounds lighter. And I'm thankful that I didn't have to take all those drugs, the statin drugs. Debbie, thanks for the call. Jane, thanks for the call. Amigos, hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court extends its block on some Alien Enemies Act deportation flights. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Supreme Court extended its order temporarily blocking the Trump administration from swiftly deporting alleged Venezuelan gang members being detained in portions of Texas, chastising the administration for not giving them more due process. The emergency decision prevents authorities from removing the migrants under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 as a legal challenge proceeds, a win for the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, which is suing on the migrants' behalf. But the justices declined the ACLU's additional request to leapfrog the lower courts to immediately take up the issue on whether President Trump can invoke the rarely used law outside of wartime. Bernie Bennett reporting.
There is some good news on the measles outbreak. Here's Ed Donahue.
The measles outbreak in Texas is beginning to slow. The CDC says there were fewer than 10 newly reported measles cases in Texas in the last week, but experts say it's not fully over. Incident manager Dr. Manisha Patel says affected states remain hyper-vigilant because it's travel season. She adds, there is a lot of global measles activity right now. There are more than 1,000 reported measles cases across the country, covering 29 states. That's an increase of 23 in a week. The majority of cases still are in Texas. The best way to avoid measles is to get the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. I'm Ed Donahue.
Conservatives have blocked President Trump's big tax breaks and spending cuts bill. House Republicans' vote failed Friday to push the Big Beautiful Bill out of the Budget Committee. Four GOP conservatives initially voted against it. A fifth switched his vote on procedural steps so it could be reconsidered later and says he's confident they'll get this done. At least four people have died, others hurt after severe storms, including a possible tornado, sweep through St. Louis earlier Friday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Some big news. Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the map and destroy America. Now, UN inspectors say Iran is close to getting nuclear weapons, just weeks away. But President Trump vows he won't let them. He's even moved two aircraft carriers to the area. This is a big story, and Newsmax's Rob Finnerty is covering it all this week and exposing the real threat. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight for Rob's series, Stop Iran, and find out Trump's secret plan to fix this. Watch Finnerty on Newsmax on all major cable systems. President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time. You should, too. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and sign up for Newsmax Plus to watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
More problems with the Federal Aviation Administration. More on the story from correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
The FAA's hotline between the Department of Defense and air traffic controllers at Reagan Washington National Airport has not worked for more than 3 years. The agency's deputy chief operating officer confirmed that information during a Senate hearing Wednesday on FAA's modernization efforts. The official told the lawmakers the FAA was considering a move to ban the Army from flying near the airport's airspace after an incident in May when air traffic controllers diverted two planes to prevent them from crashing into a military helicopter. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A new book alleges White House aides covered up Joe Biden's physical and mental decline. The book, Original Sin, revives a core controversy of Biden's presidency. In January 2022, an AP and ORC poll found that only 48% of Democrats wanted him to seek re-election. More at townhall.com. Correspondent John Scott reports on a Texas mother who is in deep trouble.
The mother is accused of buying her 13-year-old son ammunition and tactical gear. Police say he was planning mass violence at his school. The mother has been charged with aiding in the commission of terrorism. Authorities in San Antonio said the boy's mother had previously been contacted by police, her son's school, and Child Protective Services with concerns about the boy. She's free on $75,000 bond. The boy has been charged with terrorism and remains in custody. John Scott reporting.
New Jersey Transit train engineers have gone on strike in a dispute over wages, leaving an estimated 350,000 commuters in New Jersey and New York City to seek other means to reach their destinations or even consider staying home. The latest round of negotiations didn't produce an agreement. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Now, taken down. He's now doing a mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Comey, disgraced former FBI director, has some explaining to do after he posted a photo on Instagram showing some shells on a beach, and they were shells in the shape of numbers, saying 8647. And the numbers that make up 86 were one color shell, and the numbers that make up 47 were another color shell. So it wasn't like it was a random assemblage of shells that, no, this was specifically set up to have 86 be a number and have 47 be a different number, different color. And why is that significant? Why is that important? In street parlance, that's a call to assassinate the president. And James Comey posted this, and you reacted, I reacted, many reacted, and I think appropriately offended. It's a threat against the president of the United States, a guy who's already faced two assassination attempts and God knows how many others that were prevented. And then Comey makes the statement, how dare he, that didn't mean nothing, sorry. Now, his response, to quote him appropriately and correctly, was, I posted earlier a picture of some shells I saw today on a beach walk, which I assumed were a political message. I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. It never occurred to me, but I oppose violence of any kind, so I took the post down. Really? Are we actually supposed to believe you? I'm sorry, sir. 8647 is the call to assassinate the president of the United States. You know your partners on the left, your crazed far left violent Democrats are all out there putting it on posters. You've seen it all over the place. Not buying it. And maybe I'm overreacting to this. Maybe I'm reading too much into this. Could that be? Is that possible that I'm seeing something that isn't there? You can make the case for James Comey if you'd like at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. The former FBI director trying to say, I didn't know. You didn't put it in the Google machine? You said you assumed it to be a political statement. Why wouldn't you put it in the Google machine and say, tell me, Google, is this a political statement? I'm about to post this on the internets. He knew exactly what it meant. and it truly should warrant, I believe, a conversation. He should have all of the joy of the Secret Service interrogation conversation. I know he knows the game, but, you know, the inconvenience is what it's about. Remember what he did to General Flynn. Remember what he did. And I have friends who say, well, you're going to make Comey a martyr. No, no, we're not going to make him a martyr. We're going to make him a perp. That's what should happen. Tulsi Gabbard was on television last night. Perhaps you've heard of her. She is the director of national intelligence. And she was on with Jesse Waters on Fox News talking about this situation.
You know, whatever his intent, I will tell you that there is a guy in Georgia who was issuing threats on my life about a month ago, and he's in jail today. He has been indicted with a crime, as he should have been, and he is in jail as we speak. So whatever James Comey intent, he and people like him need to be held to account according to the law, which is something that he claims to have given his life for and stands by the rule of law. Fantastic. The rule of law says people like him who issue direct threats against the President of the United States, essentially issuing a call to assassinate him, must be held accountable under the law.
Do you believe Comey should be in jail?
I do. Any other person with the position of influence that he has, people who take very seriously what a guy of his stature, his experience, and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey in...
Tulsi Gabbard coming out with a very strong statement that James Comey needs to be tossed in jail. That Comey needs to be treated as any other person would. I think Comey's one of the guys who said, no one's above the law, right? Nobody among us is above the law. The president has also responded to this. The president, seen on Fox News earlier today.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me, and they like what's happening with our country. Our country's become respected again, and all this... And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously, he apologized and said he doesn't.
Well, he
apologized for violence. But
look, he's a very bad.
What do you want to
look,
see happen? What do you want to see happen?
I don't want to take a position on it because that's going to be up to Pam and all of the great people. But I will say this: I think it's a terrible thing. And when you add his history to that, if he had a clean history, he doesn't. He's a dirty cop. He's a dirty cop. And if he had a clean history, I could understand if there was a leniency, but I'm going to let them make that decision.
Like a true executive, President Trump saying he's going to let the Attorney General make that decision, as he should, appropriately so. But I think it's obvious here. I think it's very obvious here, and many of you are reacting as well. Well, let's go right to the far edge of things on this. Let's begin on the far side of reality on this. To Bethesda, Maryland, where someone, I believe, named Hack. Is that really your name, Hack?
Well, it's kind of my name. It's my professional name. How's that?
Okay. Is it your occupation or is it your name?
Well, if you know, you know. But, you know, I'm a regular with Chris here.
Okay.
And I'd like to thank the Cream Scholar, your screener, for allowing me on the radio, even though I must have disparaged the whole industry by saying that the one didn't have a sense of humor. They do have a sense of humor. But I would like to defend the Mr. Comey in this situation because he's no longer with the FBI. He can't keep up on his training, computer-based training on recognizing extremism in the ranks.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that it's probably our fault for firing him because terminated,
he would be up on his training and he would recognize himself as an extremist. Yes.
I see this. I see this now, Hack. It's your it's our fault that Comey isn't aware that what he said was a problem and a threat to the president.
Correct. You are correct, sir.
Very good.
Now, I will let you move to the next caller unless you got anything else for me.
I do, Hack. I want to throw this out there. And my brain didn't go to this point, Hack, but I'd like to know what you think about this. Yesterday was 8,647 days since September 11th.
Okay.
So just let that sink in. Coincidence? Are there coincidences? 8, 6, 4, 7. And that was the number sequence that was put into the shell design on the beach. And it was also...
We're through the looking glass, people.
We are. I'll be at the tea party with the Mad Hatter if you're looking for me.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank you for defending. And I am using the Chris Plant approved air quotes with my fingers for defending James Comey on this. This is unforgivable. Unforgivable. One more quick one here. Donna in Frederick, Maryland. Donna, you think this is a distraction?
Well, I think, first of all, never interfere with an enemy while they're destroying themselves. Comey did a great job of that. You know what I think? You know, really, they don't like our success. So they have to distract us, get us away from all Trump's success. And I think it's a shot across the bow to President Trump, which is very upsetting to me, because he hit them in a speech about their supposed nation building, which we know that how that's happened via their proxies and their wars and all their BS narratives. So that's the point I'm trying to make is, you know, we have to have our heads on a swivel. This stunt, it shows the true ugly underbelly of the radical left.
Can't argue with you on that, although I may have used a different term than shot across the bow. I'm just saying, but thank you, Donna. I probably should take a break here. We will get back to the phones, 888-630-9625. There's so much to get to. I have news on the plane that Qatar has offered to the United States of America. Some interesting news that I think will make the story go away. But I also want to hear from you, 888-630-9625. It's Michael Pelkin for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
This country was, of course, built on hard work. Whether you're standing long hours, running errands all day, or just doing your part to keep the world turning, you shouldn't have to deal with fatigue. That's where Gedify shoes come in. Built with patented VersaShock technology, the FTC has authorized Gedify to tell you that these shoes help to relieve minor occasional pain associated with walking, running, and prolonged standing. Gedify shoes help to absorb harmful shock, align your body, improve your biomechanics, and return energy to every step. My best girl and I love our Gedify shoes. They make your arches feel good. Get 30% off your order of $120 or more right now by texting Chris to 91888. Or by heading to Gedify.com and using the code Chris. That's texting Chris to 91888. And with Gedify's 60-day risk-free trial, you've got nothing to lose. Message and data rates apply.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so Yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Jason Hansen, former CIA officer here, with an urgent warning. The 2025 tariffs are a matter of national security, and retaliation can become an extreme national threat. Every American with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account should act now before it's too late. I urge everyone to protect and secure their hard-earned money with physical gold and silver before we see massive retaliations from China and an extreme market of volatility. I only trust Advantage Gold with my money. They're the number one precious metals company in America, and they can help you secure your retirement with physical gold and silver. To get started, just call 800-324-9902 and request their free gold investment guide and learn how you can own physical gold and silver, tax-free and penalty-free. But don't wait. This threat is real. Call 800-324-9902. Now again, that's 800-324-9902. Call right now and get your free gold investment guide today or visit AdvantageGold.com. Past performance may vary. Always consult with a tax and financial professional.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka sitting in for my friend Chris Plant. Should return on Monday, and I'm sure the weekend is going to provide almost as much craziness as we have today. It was such a gift the last day. Some very interesting things happening halfway around the world. Some things happening here as well. And we'll get into the details on it. We were discussing James Comey, the disgraced former FBI director, who posted a picture on social media that I believe, many believe, could be construed as a threat against the president of the United States, 8647. The street parlance meaning take out 47, get rid of them. However, over at MSNBC with Jonathan Lemire, he seems to have a different opinion of this.
I mean, look, this is a stupid thing that he did, clearly. I think there's certainly a lot of faux outrage here. But to be fair, if it had gone the other way and if someone had posted 8646 about President Biden, there would be some on the left who would be angry as well.
Well, yeah, thank you for trying to be fair.
I wonder if you're really being fair, or are you doing what Tapper's doing and trying to, you know, make up for all the years of wrong coverage that you've given to it. You know, you had more to say on this, didn't you, Jonathan Lemire?
It's hard to know whether or not there'll be a there. I mean, Comey took the post down immediately. He apologized. It is still surprising to me that he is so disliked on the right, considering the role he helped play in Donald Trump's original election in 2016. But this is certainly, you know, for those, you know, in blogosphere who want to talk about something else, who want to be angry about something, James Comey provided a convenient target.
Wait. First of all, magosphere, really? Or he says MAGA-sphere. You say MAGA, I say MAGA. Yes, yeah, there will be a musical. Knowing the Dems, they'll make a musical out of it. But you really think that potentially triggering, and yes, I use the word triggering intentionally, an assassin to try and take out the sitting president of the United States, that first of all, it's a stupid thing. Yeah, it is stupid, but it's also in the eyes of many people criminal. And you're saying, well, hold on a second, let's not forget what a great job he did in helping Donald Trump get elected the first time. MSNBC, really? I guess there are people that believe that. A small group, a diminishing group. Let's grab a quick call before we get out of here this half hour. Mike in Middletown, New Jersey, what do you think should happen to Mr. Comey?
Very simple, Mike. I think that he should be given the Peter Navarro treatment. Put him in leg shackles in a public place, bring him in and perp walk him, and, you know, let the media see him in his true face, true garb.
I love the idea of a perp walk, especially when you think about a guy this tall, because he is a big, lanky, big bird-like creature, and maybe they should wait for him to arrive at the airport. Like was done, the good reference on Peter Navarro. That's an excellent point. He should experience the same public shame, and to some extent, I'd like him to have to experience the same kind of financial pressure that General Flynn experienced. We're not done with this. There's always more to the story. It is Mike Opelka in for my friend Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
24, less than a month before the election. Thank God the beachcombers weren't voting. I get up every day and I just thank God we dodged the Kamala Harris bullet. Because can you imagine where we'd be today? What is it, 115 days into this administration? Where would we be? My God. But anyway, James Comey, October of 2024, posting a picture of a shell on the beach that says, "Vote Harris." Coincidence that he's once again returned to the shell photo, and this one has an implicit prompt to assassinate the president, 86-47. Is he going to get away with it? I have a friend who's in the FBI who called this, or he's a former FBI, who said he talked to some friends who are still currently serving, and they called it misdemeanor stupidity. I don't know about that. I don't know if others who've been treated very seriously for making threats against people like Tulsi Gabbard said, the guy who's been threatening her, he's behind bars right now. And then there's this item that has just been noticed that Mr. Comey, James Comey, thanks to Stephen Miller posting this online, Publishers Weekly notices or makes note that James Comey's new book, FDR Drive, I guess that's based on the often traffic-plagued and horribly paved FDR Drive in New York City. FDR Drive, a crime novel, is coming out. And the it's his latest New York Times bestselling author, James Comey, and his new book, FDR Drive, coming out. When would that be? Today is what? Today is the 16th of May. And golly, Bob, howdy, this book comes out Tuesday, May 20th. Well, you know, that Jake Tapper guy, he's getting all the attention for his book about Biden and the cover-up of Biden's brain melting and how the left willfully participated in it. He's getting all the air. No one wants to talk to me. I better go walk on the beach. Looky here. Here's some shells that have a threat to the president. I can put it up there innocently. Yeah, no coincidences. No coincidences. Comey posted this notice recently. FDR Drive. Don't waste your money, people. Just saying. Yeah. I wonder if there's going to be an audio book that we could cut up and make it sound like Comey was admitting he knew what he was doing. Let's grab a couple of calls here real quickly. Jim is calling from Illinois. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the program, sir.
Morning, Mike. It's always great to hear your voice on WMAL.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You know, Comey, it's clear that Comey's trying to inspire someone to make an attempt at the president. But that's my opinion. You know, he was trying to inspire people to vote for Harris. Now he's trying to inspire people to kill the president. But the reason I called, you know, back in 2019, I called Great Rush Limbaugh and discussed the subject of if Trump didn't get his hands around the dual system of justice that existed at the time with Hillary Clinton and Comey, that situation, that he would lose in 2020. And sure enough, he didn't get his hands around it, and he lost. Okay. Now, we're going into the midterms, and Pam Bondi still hasn't made moves fast enough for the public's, for the voting public to correct this dual system of justice that still exists to this day until Comey's perp walked, you know, given the Peter Navarro treatment, and people are fed up with it, and I'm worried that's going to threaten our chances in the midterms.
Well, it's only been, like I said, it's only been about 120 days, and it does take a while to get through all the clutter that was left behind, and I'm willing to give Pam Bondi and Kash Patel and Dan Bongino and the people at Justice, the people at the FBI, a little leeway. I think they hear the drums beating out in the streets, and I'm starting to see some movement. And yesterday, Tulsi Gabbard, I think she cleaned house with some of the people that were involved on the swampy side of things in the intelligence areas. So I suspect the first quarter is going to be slow. The second quarter might launch like a rocket ship. But you're right, Jim. Until you purge the system of the bad actors, you're not going to be able to get the progress. You know, we will always worry about a Lisa Page, Peter Strzok thing lurking in the background somewhere. So you got to go in and you got to do some serious house cleaning, but you also need to make sure you don't purge the good folks in the among the member rank and file in those agencies. So we'll keep our eye on it, but thank you. That's a good analysis. Let's go to Michael in Gainesville, Virginia. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Happy Friday, Luya to you.
Thank you, Michael. I love it. You actually recognize it. We salute you for that.
Yeah, I think the Secret Service and the FBI have to talk to Mr. Comey and find out what he knew about consulting with other people before he put up this post. Did he talk to his daughter? Who did he talk to about it being the 8,647th day since 9/11? All that conversation has to happen about what he knew before he bothered to put this post up, thinking that nobody would associate it with those two things, both the killing President 47 and 9/11. It's a very strange coincidence in the first place.
Yeah, that one struck me. I do believe that there is a great likelihood he is seeking attention for his book release next week. I think that's part and parcel of this. But you raise your eyebrows when he says, "I knew it was political, I just didn't know what it meant." If you're the former FBI director, I've talked to FBI agents, former FBI agents who worked under Comey, and they said, "Look, we liked him as a guy. He walked into the room. He was this tall, gregarious guy. He used to command the presence of everyone in the room. He was great." And you know, they didn't agree with him on things. But so you have to wonder, is he that dumb that he wouldn't have looked it up? He wouldn't have actually taken a chance to see what that numerical combination meant? And it certainly was the two different colors give me a pause, because you say, okay, 86, we know what that means. 47, we know who that refers to. So I think he should have his life disrupted. Even if it doesn't end up in anything, which I would like it to, but he should have his life disrupted in the way that some of the people on the right had their lives disrupted and questioned and made to hire legal representation so they experienced the financial pain that so many others did. I would like to see that happen, Michael. I want to take it seriously, too, but I don't know if he actually meant that call or if he just thought it was cool that people were doing, or did he put it out there? Are those his fingerprints on the shells? I'm not sure if that happened, but you never know. But thank you, Michael. Let us go to Oregon and talk to Bill in Redmond, Oregon. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's happening in Oregon today?
Well, we're in Central Oregon. It's a little chilly this morning, but it's nice out here. I was from the D.C. area for 35 years, and now I'm retired in Florida in the winter and here in the summer.
Well, you are lucky. It's beautiful there. I know that. But, you know, in May, you can't really complain about the weather because it may snow, it may rain. That's why they call it May, for God's sakes.
Yep. You got it. But I think they should pull a Martha Stewart on Mr. Comey.
Ooh.
Have some agents go out. Have some agents interview him. And when he claims he doesn't know what 86 meant, go back, prove that he knew what 86 meant, and bust him for lying to a federal agent.
Well, I think that's a good plan. That would also, he could then spend, like Martha did, some time in a minimum security facility where he could teach gardening or beachcombing to people, and they could prevent him from leaving by putting up a nice hedge like they had for Martha.
Yeah.
And he could have communal living with some of the other people who may have lied to federal agents. I do think that's an interesting twist on it. That's a good suggestion. I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks for joining us today. I need to get into a break here. We have so many other topics that we have to cover. Obviously, the plane, as I mentioned. There's some new news about the plane. The president had some remarks as he was leaving the United Arab Emirates, leaving Doha. No, he was in Abu Dhabi. And our friend Dr. Gorka was invited to visit with the people from Politico. And I think they regret that invitation at this point. The people from Politico learned a very, very good lesson. Plus, did you know Springsteen was a dirtbag? You did. But now he's proving it. But he's also a chicken. He's a chicken. He didn't expose his dirtbagginess until he left the country. I'll share just around the corner. It's Opelka in for Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
I'm very happy that I've switched to Consumer Cellular. I had enough of the big wireless runaround. It's all about being smart with your money. I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage as big wireless, but without the big cost of big wireless. Do you know about Consumer Cellular? It's not a prepaid option. You pick the plan and you know exactly what your bill's going to be every month. It was incredibly easy to switch. You call and talk to an actual human being based right here in the United States. Their entire customer service team is 100% U.S.-based. Real and helpful humans. Switching is so easy, it takes about 20 minutes. Consumer Cellular set me up a service and a phone. You might choose their two for $60 plan. Great plan for a lot less cash. You should check them out. And now you can get your second month free with my special promo code Chris. Taxes and third-party fees apply, so check out consumercellular.com/Chris for more information or call 1-800-760-0702.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to big wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people pay to share their opinions, and as ad plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka in for my friend Chris Plant, who returns after the weekend. It is Friday, and I'm happy about that. It's been a remarkable week. Truly historic in so many ways. The president's trip out to the Middle East. And I know a lot of people are wondering if there was an intentional snub of Israel on this trip. I don't think so. I think this trip was all about squeezing all of these meetings with Saudi Arabia and Qatar, which I'm still confused. Is it Qatar? Is it Qatar? Is it gutter? I've heard all of it. We've been arguing in our house about that. And then yesterday, as he was in Abu Dhabi with the United Arab Emirates, I learned so much about the United Arab Emirates, I had no idea. A million Americans have visited the UAE just last year. And I know it's a long flight. I think technically it's listed as a long-ass flight. I think that's how the airlines describe it. And I would like to see it because it appears this tiny country that's only been around for 50 years kind of operates on some of the same principles we have here in America. The acceptance of different religious faiths. The president was showing up at the Abrahamic Family Center today, which has a mosque, it has a temple, it has a synagogue inside, it has a church, and the leaders have said, look, we allow expression of all faiths here. So it's not like the crazy, far whacked out Muslims that we have heard about in parts of the Middle East. And this was really encouraging. And the president was very welcomed by the people there. I was surprised by Abu Dhabi. And if I sound like an ignorant American, it's because I didn't know until this visit much about the country. The president, before he left, spent some time talking to the press, took some questions. He did get asked
about Putin and, you know, was there going to be a meeting with Putin and Zelensky? And it appears that that has been scotched, because if Trump wasn't showing, Putin wasn't showing. If Putin wasn't showing, Zelensky wasn't showing. So right now it's representatives. So Marco Rubio sitting across from the Russian and the Ukrainian representative. But President Trump was asked about the situation, was asked about Vladimir Putin.
You said that you didn't expect him to go if you didn't go. The question might be then, when are you going to do it? Why wait?
Well, we're going to, I think it's time for us to just do it. I said, you know, they all said Putin was going, and Zelensky was going, and I said, if I don't go, I guarantee Putin's not going. And he didn't go, and I understand that. We're going to get it. We're going to get it done. We've got to get it done. 5,000 young people are being killed every single week on average, and we're going to get it done.
Were you surprised when Zelensky didn't show up either?
No, he didn't show up because he heard Putin wasn't going. So.
When do you think you'll meet the president?
As soon as we can set it up. I would actually leave here and go. I do want to see my beautiful grandson, it's his son, and we'll be doing that. But I will tell you that the world is a much safer place right now, and I think in 2 or 3 weeks we could have it be a much, much safer place.
The world is a much safer place right now. Remember we were told when President Trump was first elected? Remember what we were told? He's going to start World War III. He'll start a nuclear war. The whole thing. And where are we now? It looks like peace is breaking out. In fact, I checked the Polymarket betting opportunities on whether or not President Trump will get the Nobel Peace Prize. The odds have quadrupled in his favor. I know it's gone from 2% to 8%. It's still out there in the fringes. But President Trump's dream to have peace break out through prosperity, I think, is a great idea. And we're going to pursue this further because he had a lot to say. And there will be updates on the Comey story. I promised you updates on the plane that the Qataris have offered to the country. There's a really interesting twist on that one. And we'll get to it. And we got to mock Springsteen. It's just disgusting what that Bobo did overseas. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.